KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 19 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news this morning, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday 18-year-old Wyatt Dean Baldwin of Villisca had been arrested at around 3:15 p.m. Monday for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and possession of drug paraphernalia. Baldwin was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Police in Creston say three people were arrested over the holiday weekend. On Friday night, 20-year-old Dakota Early of Creston was arrested on a charge of driving while suspended. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Saturday night, Richard Woolsey, age 61, of Creston, was arrested at his home on a charge of simple assault, and he was later released from the Union County Jail, also on a $300 bond. And Monday evening, Nathan Vicker of Creston was arrested for interference with official acts. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Creston police said also a resident of the 800 block of West Adams Street reported Sunday night that someone had broken a window out of the front of his door. That happened sometime between 7:15 p.m. and 7:45 on January 1st. It's unknown if any items were taken from the home. The damage was estimated at $100. Officials of the Stewart Police Department say a joint investigation between Guthrie County deputies, Panora Police, and Stewart Police resulted in several juveniles being charged with various crimes. As part of the investigation, a search warrant was conducted Sunday night in the 300 block of North Division Street in Stewart. During the search, officers and deputies recovered several types of illegal narcotics, including what is believed to be cocaine and a substance commonly referred to as acid. The names of the juveniles were not released due to their age. Authorities say the case is a perfect example of how cooperation, communication, and partnerships between law enforcement agencies is crucial, especially in rural areas where the officers are often spread thin. A Nebraska man accused of threatening to stab someone with a syringe that he said held HIV-tainted blood has pleaded guilty to a reduced Iowa robbery charge. Court records say 35-year-old Joshua Divis, who lives in Omaha, pled guilty last week in the Council Bluffs courtroom and was sentenced to time served. Divis had been convicted of robbery in March of 2015. His conviction was overturned and he was granted a new trial after he challenged his conviction. He said some of the evidence against him should not have been allowed at trial and that his attorneys were ineffective. Prosecutors say Divis told a woman at the Ameristar Casino in Council Bluffs in November of 2014 that he would inject her with a tainted blood if she didn't hand over her money. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say one person was killed, another injured while repairing a tractor in eastern Iowa's Dubuque County. The accident happened around 2 p.m. Monday at a farm in rural Durango. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Office said the tractor slipped into gear during the repairs and ran over the two men. One of the men was pronounced dead at the scene, the other taken to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics in Iowa City. Their names have not yet been released. And one person died at a hospital after being stabbed at a house in Des Moines Monday. Officers responded to the scene at around 2:30 p.m. Police say the 55-year-old man died after about an hour. He was taken to the hospital. His name was also not released. Investigators have identified a suspect, but no arrest has been reported. In the funeral announcements, Irvin Aim, age 92, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Irvin Aim will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Harold Nissen, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harold Nissen will be today at 11:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Jeanette Keyes, age 94, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Jeanette Keyes will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Peterson, age 91, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Tennessee. Funeral services for Dorothy Peterson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alma Wilberding, age 76, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Saturday in Papillion. A massive Christian burial for Alma Wilberding will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lewis Chapman, age 91, of Wyota, died December 26th. Funeral services for Lewis Chapman will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Timothy Heilig, age 69, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Timothy Heilig will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Helen Peterson, age 95, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Peterson will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Wayne Butler, age 99, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Butler will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Lauren Scholl, age 75, of Anita, died Thursday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lauren Scholl will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Helen Van Usselt, age 94, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Van Usselt will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Irwin United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kent Muller, age 74, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kent Muller will be Friday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. The Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Charlotte Shepherd, age 81, of Walnut, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Charlotte Shepherd will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Clara Carney, age 86, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Clara Carney will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Deacon Gene Krozik, age 83, of Greenfield, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Deacon Gene Krozik are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.